This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey, everyone. We're doing something a little unusual. I have Nathan Patrick Brown with me. We have our co-host Adam Cilantro with us. I have to explain to them. I recorded a song parody, but I was originally going to be featuring Dawn, Maya, and then me. And I was going to use AI to turn their voices in the song, my voice, into their voices on the song. And I just did a little sample. Because I was doing the background singers. That was going to be AI. It was awful. I should actually put it at some point in the show. It was like, meow. It was weird. It was like out of a like Dune or something like that, right? So I'm like, okay, well, this is unusable. But I still have this song parody that I'm actually very happy with. But now it's just going to be me singing the whole time. So I'm going to play the parody, but I just want you guys to know, and you guys listening at home, it was originally supposed to be multiple voices, different voices, but it's not. All right, here we go.
You about to lose 2 hours. Y'all ready for the demon twink? Here we go. My name is Dawn, and I have got the knack to read my sisters, but only behind their backs. I'm just a troll who lives beneath a bridge. I'm an a-hole who lives off white privilege. It's Maya, and you know I got the riz. My name is Maya, I lip sync every week. I've got the talent, but my C-U-N is weak. I cannot sew, and my songwriting is weak. Just like Sanjaya, I slip by every week. Tubby piece of lard meat here. My name is Jobatans, and I ramble on and on. I have 100 shows, but all on Patreon. I will malign the show, but I could never win it. And now this stupid song just wasted your 2 minutes. You got 2 hours, and you about to lose them. You got 2 hours, and we about to abuse them. You got 2 hours, and that we won't respect. You got 2 hours, what did you expect? You about to lose 2 hours. You about to lose 2 hours. You about to lose 2 hours.
Welcome to the RuPaul's Drag Race Recap Show for Season 16, Episode 10, titled Work the World. My name is Joe Batanz, and I am joined, as always, by two, I believe, registered voters. I don't know how it works in Australia. First, from Breaking Down Bad Books, please say...
Ooh, look at all that funk!
And hello, Nathan. How are you?
Hey, Joe. Great song parody. Would have been good if there was some extra voices in it, though.
Oh my God, the plans that I had for those voices, like it would be like different voices, background singers, it was all elaborate. And it just could have been. If there's somebody, you know, I should say this, if there's somebody who is good at AI and can turn those voices into AI voices, hit me up, Joe Batanz at afterthought.media. And from Show Business, please say...
I have general anxiety disorder, depressive tendencies, severe and acute OCD, and ADHD.
To Mr. Adam Cilantro. Hello, Adam Cilantro.
Hi, Joe. Hi, Nathan. It's so good to be back. And I love that that's the clip you played for me, but I'll discuss why when the time comes. When we get to that
time is now.
No, when we get to that part in the show.
Oh, okay. Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. It's weird. By the way, you know, I'll be honest with you guys. You know, we do this show just between us girls over at, you know, patreon.com/afterthoughtmedia. If you want to get it, sign up at the executive tier level and above. But I'm going to tell you, I was like, it'll be, I'm going to try and stretch it to 15 minutes because Salandra's boring. And then Nathan's boring, so. And so it was so interesting. It went like 25 minutes.
So I'm not as boring as you thought.
You know, it has been so long, Salandra, that I was like, I forgot that you are not boring.
Okay, but why? I mean, why was that even in your head in the first place?
Because he's a
cunt. I don't know. Oh, okay. I was like, you know, look, I wish I ran the show here, but I was like, why hasn't he been on lately? But the people upstairs, you know, they...
Yeah, the big wigs.
I can't control them. Yeah, the big wigs. Editorial. If it were up to me,
the big wigs think I'm boring, and that's why I've been off for so long.
If it were up to me, Salandra, I would totally do it. But you know, I only get one guest co-host at a time.
Mm-hmm.
It's editorial makes that decision, not me. I'm just a host.
I know what you're doing here, and I won't be responding to it. I won't be falling
Christian
for
and
it.
Robert. If you guys are listening, I fought for you. I fought for you. That's all I'm going to say. All right, let's get into it. This week, the girls write original verses and perform the new song, Power. And on the runway category is True Colors. On the main stage, Plain Jane gives her immunity potion to Nymphia Wind, while Saphira and Morphine are named the top two of the week. In the end, Saphira slays the lip sync and is named the winner of the week. Ladies, what did you think of the lip sync? And did the right queen win, or were the right queens in the top? Let's start with you. The special guest, the voice we haven't heard in years and years and years, the representative of show business, Mr. Adam Salandra.
Yes. So my main thought about the lip sync is what an absolutely disappointing song for these two queens to be doing together. The letdown of a lifetime. They tried their best, but Morphine, that was her first time. She could have showed us what she did. Talk about, like, it was an episode of Funk, and then we had Meghan Trainor. And I don't even hate the song, per se. I know people really don't like Meghan Trainor. It was not the one.
I feel it's something you would hear inside of, like, a Gap or an Abercrombie & Fitch or something like that. Or, like,
for
not
sure.
Abercrombie & Fitch, Gap for sure. Yeah. Or, like, a
it was not something for two queens of color who are good at performing to be performing to. Wow, that was a bummer.
I am glad you said that, because the first note I had here, because, you know, when you become old, like me, you start to judge, you start to doubt your judgment. Mm. And so I was like, is this like a really good song and I'm missing it? Like, because this is not a, it sounds very generic, bubblegum. Well, also, I don't like this Meghan Trainor, who, speaking of the theme of the song, showed up in her
onesie,
you know, onesie at the fucking, when she was judging the show.
She made us look.
She tried to steal someone's sandwich, right? Didn't she steal someone's sandwich or something? Oh, that's the way
something
again?
Like that.
I don't know about that.
So, doesn't like her anyway, right? She bugs. She's one of those chubby girls that bugs me. And you know what? She's also one of these chubby girls that might not even be chubby, but she in my head.
She gives annoying chubby girl energy.
You know, there used to be this TV show called Family Ties. Yes. And there was a little girl in there. Her name was Tina Yothers. And in my head, she's a little sausage. But I think she wasn't even fat at all. But in my head, she just had fat girl energy. You're right.
And that's what you don't like? So you hate fat people?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Can't stand them.
Got it.
But I would never have anyone fat in this show, ever.
Well,
100%.
Cut this out, I hope.
That's probably why I didn't have you on the show, Adam, because you're so fat.
Oh, okay. I was worried it was boring, but that tracks.
No, it might have been just the fat. I hate fat people.
Okay.
But yeah, so I was doubting myself, but I'm glad to hear this is not a good song. What did you think of this, Nathan?
It was fucking terrible. Yeah, you guys are right. It was a bad decision. And I think it was made even worse by letting the top two perform it. It should have been the bottom two, because then at least, you know, there'd be a white girl in the bottom who could maybe turn it out.
True.
And they... Like, Morphine and Saphira didn't even have a last-minute listen on the iPod, like, in Untucked, because they're just like, we're not lip-syncing to this. Like, they couldn't even plan something, and, it was unfortunate.
Going back to something Salandra said, there was also a thing I saw on Reddit, this does not originate with me, where the person kind of did one of those like fake dialogue things, but it was like RuPaul telling Dawn, like, oh man, you're mayonnaise and you're a white girl, you don't have a funk, and blah, 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 blah. And then they go, and now Meghan Trainor.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And but it's so true. The whole thing was like funk. But look, if you think about, you had a cis white gay man and another white gay, I don't know if he's gay, another white guy write a funk song. Then you have Meghan Trainor. It was fucking ridiculous all over the place.
Wait, this has nothing to do with anything, but how did you get that song without words already for your parody?
I'm blowing Leland.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's great.
How does Freddie feel about that?
He watches.
Who's Freddie?
He writes songs about it.
You guys don't know this?
Oh.
You guys don't know that? Oh, yeah, I can do like, so what was your question again? About, okay, here we go.
How you got the karaoke?
Actually, yeah, Freddie sent this song to me. Here we go. Oh, sorry. Coming up right here. I'm Joe Batance, and I'm fucking Leland now. He doesn't know he's having sex with a big fat cow. I write the parodies, but you could never tell that. Hey, there's a secret. I am really fat. See? That I wasn't singing that right now. That was recorded while we were having
that
sex.
Was
yeah.
Post-coitus.
Post-coitus.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Cool.
That's why I don't know if you saw Adam, I got a shock look on my face. Because Leland was like, all right, I'm going to give you the backing track.
Yeah.
Promise me you will not use it for one of your horrible song parodies.
Oh, no.
Or anything. I know you love this song so much.
Well, don't you think he's going to hear and I'll be upset?
No one I know listens to the show.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah. I tell people to listen. Yeah. Well, yeah. Oh, guys. We talked about this in Just Between Us Girls, but Solandra's been part of this family. Like, I invite him to, like, the family events.
Why do you say it like I shouldn't be?
No, I know, but what I'm saying, that you shouldn't be is because then, like 2 weeks ago, he sends me a text message. He goes, you know what? I checked out your show. It's pretty good.
I
go,
I mean, you didn't. It was a text. You didn't know my tone. I probably didn't sound
in
that
in my
shocked.
Tone. That's how I said it. In my voice, in my head, that's how you're like, you know what? Pretty good.
You know what it was? I love everyone on it, so that didn't surprise me at all. But I was shocked at how many times I actually laughed out loud. Not because of y'all, just because I don't laugh out loud at even things I find funny on TV. Like, it was truly out loud laughter.
Do you want to hear something obnoxious?
Always.
You know, I have a really bad memory. Mm-hmm. Horrible memory. So you give me enough time, I forget the shows. And so when I, you know, we have this thing called Afterthought Radio, where there's 24/7 Afterthought stuff playing. Today, actually, I didn't have anything to listen to, so I tuned into Afterthought Radio. And it was a show from like 2 or 3 years ago. I have no memory of it. I was laughing out loud.
See?
At myself.
Well.
At my own jokes.
You like what you
like. I was
like,
oh, that guy is so funny.
You know, he's done it again.
He's done it again. Why don't I listen to the show more often?
My thoughts exactly.
Yeah, exactly. You know, really, let's go around the horn really quickly. Nathan, who won that lip sync? Did the right person win the lip sync?
Yes, I think Safira does a really good job with just lip syncing, like with the whites of her eyes. Like, I think she's really expressive, and I think she did a good job with what she was given.
Solandra?
I agree. I think so too, but I was surprised at myself because I wanted it to go to Morphine because I just thought she was the true winner of the challenge. And I was more surprised about that because I have loved Safira since she's been my queen since the first episode of this season. And I still wanted it to go to Morphine. But Safira did win the lip sync, as horrific of a song as it was.
Oh, awful song. And I never liked this All About the Bass either.
Well, she's just not for you.
I need people to know this. She's not. Yeah. All right. After Plasma's elimination, Safira crowns Maya the lip sync assassin of the season. Nymphia congratulates Q on her second win. And the girls talk about first impressions of their fellow competitors. Later, Maya and Morphine have words about Maya's design and shade each other's lip sync abilities. The next day, Q reveals she's been dreaming of the other girls, and Rue enters the workroom to announce this week's maxi challenge. The queens will write solo verses for the political anthem Power, record their vocals with Leland and Freddie Scott, and learn choreo from Jamal Sims. Finally, Rue announces the song Power will be featured live on stage during the Work the World Tour. Nathan, let's start with you. Not a lot happened in this segment, and we'll take it piece by piece, but then some things happened. Let's start first with everything that happened after the elimination. You're talking about they come in the room before the title screen drops. Any thoughts here on those moments?
I do think we're sort of running out of things to say in this segment, because every week they're like, you know, I really wish I could get another win. And it's like, of course. Like, oh, I really wish I could be in the top. Like, no fucking shit. So they're just regurgitating things every week. But I do think it was interesting watching it again on a second watch. Now that we've seen Morphine lip sync, when Maya's like, you would have gone home if you lip synced against me, I'm thinking, maybe Maya would have ate her up. But also in retrospect, I think Morphine did such a good job in the challenge. It's like, maybe she would have been a good Mariah. I don't know. Have you guys changed on Morphine this episode?
Yeah, I like Morphine. I was always fine with her.
I wasn't.
But I realized that I was rooting for her in this episode. I was like, oh, I would like her to like step up, have a win. I think that'd be great. So yeah, but I also think, again, it was the song. Maya would have not... Her flips would have been ridiculous in this song. Like, I don't... She would have really wowed me if she did great to this song.
But last week, with Maya, if it was Morphine in the bottom, because that's sort of what they're talking about, and Maya's like, you would have gone home anyway, even if you did cut your dress. Like, do you think Maya still would have won?
Well, I do think Morphine was great in this challenge, so who can say? Because she was great in the challenge, which was a lip sync to her own song, but the lip sync proper... She didn't shine, so only time will tell, because I do think those two are going to go up against each other.
What do you think, Joe?
Well, I talked about this last week, but it's a thought that occurred to me, not necessarily with Morphine, but with Plain, how she grew on me rather fairly quickly, but Morphine took a while. But I was thinking today, you know, both of those queens in their respective weeks, remember it was a split season, came in really hot. And now that they're used to the cameras, we've got to see the... I don't think we'll ever see the real Plain Jane. We're seeing the real Morphine. But we're seeing a more complex side of both of them. Because I was even thinking with Plain, like, I think she is a nice person. I think that we're just not seeing it. You know, I'm going to talk about Q in a second. But the way people behave after the show on social media, I think tells a lot about how far they go. You know, Q had that meltdown a couple of weeks ago, which a lot of people speculate it means she doesn't go very much farther now. She doesn't go to the finals. And Plain has been acting very, like, regally, you know, sort of. Not saying she's the winner. We don't know. None even she knows. But, like, definitely finale behavior where, like, you know, like I talked about before, there was this thing where Amanda was at Roscoe's and they wanted to bring her, and Plain was in the audience. And they wanted to bring her on, but she's like, no, I want Amanda to have her moment. And then they had, like, a little bit of a fight on social media. Well, not a fight. Amanda was yelling at Plain Jane. And the way Plain handled it was so, like, evolved and adult and didn't get into the she wasn't slinging mud. She was very kind of like, you know, you look great last week or something like that. So going to that, like, Plain and Morphine, what was your question again, Nathan?
Do you think Morphine would have won a lip sync against Maya last week?
Yes.
But you touched on something with Plain there. Do you think a part of it is maybe a little bit of sheepishness because there was all that like assault drama with when the Meet the Queens came out? And like, that. Do you think maybe she's just laying low because of that? Or is that just fully blown over?
She was absolved. The video vindicated her.
Right.
No, I think Plain is very social media or media savvy. And I think the whole show is she's totally being savvy about it. And I think she's savvy afterwards. Like, she knows not to get into it. She doesn't want to be Q. She wants to be the opposite of Q.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, let's talk about Q. We've seen this before. But she's an awful winner.
Mm-hmm.
She's the kind of person, I feel we've seen examples of this. Of like, when she's down in the dumps, she's like, oh my God, I wasn't in the top. I'm so hard. I'm crying. And then the second she wins, she acts like, fuck you, bitches. I'm in the top. And like, I felt that sort of energy from her today. Also, Lena, I know I'm getting down in the dirt with Q, but I don't like her. She talks like someone who's doing a Moira Rose impression, but not doing the voice. She's always like, No, like stretching her lips and stretching her face like
that. I wish people could see your face because that is it.
That's it.
Your name.
Well, it's not film, so I can't do it. I'll have to do a picture and show it later. But yeah, she does this thing where like she's always like, "Did I say that?" Or
it's like the cheek fillers are migrating down to her jowls.
Yeah,
kind of,
it's something weird going on. Yeah. But anyway, she's an awful winner, and in this segment, she's like, "I gotta be careful because Filipino Plasma had two wins, and now I look like I'm having a stroke." Plasma had two spooky wins, and now I'm going to go home now. You know? It's really weird, and I don't like her. Thank you.
That's okay.
What do you think of all this, Nathan? Adam?
Yes. The thing that I thought about the first is that Maya is, you know, she's getting real shady.
Mm.
And she's coming out of Rochelle, and that makes it less annoying to me that she's still there. Mm-hmm. Because it is outrageous that she's in our top seven. To me.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I'm with you. People tell me they love her. I was talking to a friend. He goes, "I want her to go to the top four." But, and Solandra, when, you know, in the song parody Solandra, and I want you to comment on this too, you laughed at the Sanjaya line. And I was like, who's going to remember Sanjaya? Do you know who Sanjaya is, Nathan?
I think you've brought them up on a different podcast, but I still don't remember who they
always
are.
Always bringing up Sanjaya.
Do you remember Sanjaya, Adam?
Of course.
Explain to the audience who Sanjaya is.
He was on, I don't remember what season of American Idol, but certainly back when I still watched. Oh, now I see why you're saying. Yes, the worst one of the group.
Horrible.
But kept week after week not being voted off.
Yes.
And then just became a national like joke, but also people like, this was before memes, but this girl crying in the audience because she was just so obsessed with him.
Well, because what happened, I forgot. Anonymous was a thing. I think Anonymous did a thing where they were voting for him on purpose so that he would go through.
I don't know if it was Anonymous back then, but
voter fraud in that country.
There was There was a group called like Vote for the Worst, and they Vote for the Worst was the thing with like was anti-American Idol, but I watched every episode, and they would get everyone to try and vote for the worst person to like mess up the results.
And it was Sanjaya worked there, but you have to wonder how the judges put him through to even put him through Hollywood. I mean, through the show. At that point, it's on the judges. He was awful, everyone. Like, awful. Like, to the point where how do you even make it to Hollywood? That's how bad he was.
That is strange.
Yeah. And so, like, I think there's a documentary that just came out about him or something. But, like, but all that went on. I saw something.
He's now a member of the community. Our community.
Oh, yeah. He is a member of our. But we could tell that thing.
Of course.
He just didn't know it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's why that line is in there. Every week everyone was like, "Oh my god, he should be totally going home." And he's not.
Exactly.
And now we kind of almost want to see him in the finale.
So the start of this season, I was getting frustrated that people I was interested in watching, like Mirage and a mandatory meeting, were going home over people that you knew weren't going to. So it makes it just so anticlimactic. So that's usually how I feel when someone like Maya, but now she's at least having an arc and a storyline because she's coming out of her show. So that makes it more interesting for me. And I'm not annoyed that she's there. Shocked? Yes. Annoyed? No.
So what I'm going to say is, so the editors are clearly building a storyline of we're going to see a lip sync, hopefully, of Maya versus Morphine, which is I do want to see that, right?
Same.
And so I thought we were going to see this episode.
Totally.
But they've done this in the past where they build this story and then you don't see it. So like, if they really do see lip sync against each other, I'm here for this. I'm here for it. But if they don't, I will be so mad that they built up this storyline and then nothing happened with it.
Agreed. But I see them just in terms of track record being the next bottom two simply based on that. So I think it's very possible that they do.
Nathan?
I just don't think the story editors are clocked in this season. Like, why are we having the immunity potion used on a non-elimination episode?
Well, that's beyond the editor's decision. That's a producer decision.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
You think the editors who get the footage at the end, they're like,
I meant the producers, but you know what I mean? Like, people aren't clocked in.
We will get to that when we get to that. That's what I will say to that. Okay, why don't we do this? Why don't we take a break right now? And when we come back, we are going to talk about the rest of the episode. Still surprised, actually. I told Nathan the other day before we go to break, I was like, so Landry's going to have nothing to say. We're going to be out of there in 45 minutes. I'm going to say.
God.
we are back. Solandra yelled at me during the break.
Mm-hmm. And by the way,
walked off. Yeah.
I actually, not only did I have something to say, there's one more thing that I wanted to say about the last segment.
Go ahead.
Dawn, or actually I forget who it was, Q was talking about dreaming of the girls. Mm-hmm. You know, her sister.
Oh, sorry. Time's up. We can't talk about the last segment. We're not allowed to talk about the last segment. No, go ahead. Sorry.
I just was wondering.
Yeah.
Out of horny curiosity, if y'all were dreaming about those gals, like who do you find attractive in the season? Maybe you've already talked about it. Of course, I haven't listened.
No. Maybe we have in the beginning. It's weird. In the confessional, Plain Jane doesn't do it for me. I think she's weird looking in the confessional. But in the workroom.
Same.
Oh, my God. Smoke show in the workroom. I think she's so.
I agree with that fully.
You do agree with
that? Not confessional. But yeah, it's not confessional.
Yeah, not confessional. There's something about the outfit she's wearing or whatever, that the lighting, she looks doesn't look attractive. But in the workroom, she is very attractive in the workroom. What about you, Nathan?
None of them really. I think this episode, it was Jamal. Jamal was really popping off me. But
yeah. I don't love Jamal.
I love Jamal all around, too. What about you?
You know, I found out, unfortunately, the day they went home, I was like, hot was Tsunami Muse. I thought.
Oh, yeah.
Tsunami Muse. But also, you know, too, who was hot was Mirage was really hot.
I agree.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
But, you know, speaking of, but you bring up a really good topic, Adam.
Of course.
You were talking about the show and about, you know, fantasizing about people on the show. But what about other Afterthought hosts? Have we ever fantasized about other Afterthought hosts? Nathan, have you ever fantasized about other Afterthought hosts?
Yeah, quite a few.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like whom?
I shall not reveal. Like baby, I will not reveal.
Not whom.
Does it rhyme with Sada Malandra? Our Middle Eastern correspondent?
The boring one.
Yeah. Solandra?
Yeah, I mean...
That's a no.
I wouldn't say that at all. I would say I've probably thought about everyone in some way. Just to see, like, how would I feel about it?
You know what, guys? That makes sense. When we used to do the Shady Pines, our golden... Well, we still do it, but we're in a hiatus right now. Mm-hmm. Oh, a two-year hiatus.
A long one, yeah.
Yeah, Shady Pines. Solandra used to always lust after Lori.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when Lori would like undo her belt on the show or whatever, Solandra would be like so turned on. It was crazy.
Pull out a lipstick or a chapstick from a Chi-Chi's.
Yeah, exactly. He would just be.
Oh, God. Horny as hell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever noticed, Joe, how like when we talk to Lori about, you know, Afterthoughts hooking up, she always says, well, what if I was in the room? What if I was there as well, like lying in between you guys naked? And it's like, Lori, stop.
On Patreon shows, stop Lori, this. when this will come up, Lori will be like, I would be there in the room.
She's like obsessed. Saying she wants to be or
yeah,
what?
Yeah. And can you imagine if you're hooking up and then you just see like a this staring at you, you know?
I'm going to see that in my dreams tonight, unfortunately.
Yeah, and she's just like,
whew.
First of all, I would never say that. That's gross. I just said it that one time. But I will say, I would love to see Nathan and Adam have sex. And I would tell them what to do, and I'd film it.
Okay, Lori.
You know, if she wants to watch, fine by me.
Oh, interesting. Very, very interesting. All right. In the workroom, the queens listen to the track and write the verses. Morphine sidles up the plane to scheme for the immunity potion. Saphira gets inspired by Lift Every Voice and Sing, and Maya rhymes equal with equal. Finally, Nymphia reveals Megami was her ghostwriter for the girl groups challenge and struggles to write lyrics. Next, the girls hit the main stage to record their verses with Leland and Freddie. Morphine impresses. Maya tries a few approaches to her lyrics. Plane stumbles on her words, and Plane contemplates faking Nymphia out. Well, no, I'm going to correct this right here. Dawn, the demon twink, tries to convince Plain to fake Nymphia out with her immunity potion. Let's start with you, Mr. Adam Solandra. Let's start with the workroom, the hall where they're working on their lyrics. Did you have any big thoughts on everything that happened there, Solandra?
On that, honestly, I didn't. I thought it was pretty run-of-the-mill. For that, I know that this might have been during the recording, but I think I mentioned earlier that I really love Saphira from day one, and I realized during this that I miss loving her. Like, she hasn't given it to me as good as she did that first episode. So I was hopeful in this, all this funk talk and her talking of Negro spirituals and such, that I would get it from her this episode. And honestly, I don't know if I did, but we'll get there.
Nathan, workroom stuff?
Yeah, there wasn't a lot going on. And with Safira, I don't know if because there wasn't a lot going on, my mind was going elsewhere. I noticed her confessional look reminds me of that 30 Rock Leap Day episode, you know, where they dress like Leap Dave Williams. Have you seen that?
Mm-mm.
No.
I rewatched it recently, but it's like, you know how they made the fake holiday for Leap Day and everyone has to wear blue and yellow? And then Leap Dave Williams wears like a blue hat and like a yellow shirt and a blue jacket. And so every time Safira is in confessional now, I just think of Leap Dave Williams, which I bring up because I have no other thoughts. Yeah.
That's why I was like, I had this thought about Safira, but as far as what happened there, no.
I'm not even being funny. It's the segment that I have the most notes on.
Really?
Yes.
Would you like to start us off?
Yeah, please.
Guys, Myra's lyrics, they kind of made a big deal about it, but...
Myra?
Yeah, you know Myra? You know Myra Breckinridge, what that movie with Raquel Welch and Mae West?
One of my, faves. Yeah. One of my faves, yeah.
No, Maya... This rhyming unique with unique. Did you guys notice in the song parody, every line with weak?
Oh, equal with equal. Oh,
I'm sorry. Equal with equal.
I did notice. And at first I was going to make fun. And then I was like, oh, wait, that was probably on purpose.
It was on purpose to make fun of Maya. Yeah. Like, I'm not even joking. Well, I guess we'll get to this when we get to the thing. I think she should have been in the bottom. The fact that she wasn't, they were praising her. Immediately, I was like. You know,
yeah.
Because of the lyrics.
No one's going home. Yeah, that lyric was atrocious. You're rhyming unique with unique, but you know what's so
equal
funny?
Equal with though? Equal.
why do I keep saying unique?
Unique New York. New York.
Because you are.
Yeah. But you know what's so funny?
Not really.
Is in the song, they actually, it shows you, I will give Leland some props here. They ran into that problem on the song by accident. Because Morphine, who's the last in that group, ends with the word power. So to distract from that, they have her say a line that says like, come on, everybody, you know, clap your hands or something like that before they get to the chorus where they're going to be using the word power.
Mm.
So they put some words in between because her last word was power. So I thought that was very clever of Leland to do that.
Clever.
To distract from that.
It is interesting that everyone tried to give Myra that note and she just was not taking the note.
No, they tried to hint to her.
Hint?
They were being very explicit, saying this isn't great. And she had many opportunities to change it. And I'm not asking for like lyrical brilliance, you know, like she could have.
And by the way, there are so many things that rhyme with unique. Streak,
equal.
Unfortunately, that was never the issue.
What?
Unique was never the issue.
The word was equal. My head, is it unique?
It's equal. And she could have just said sequel. Like that's an easy rhyme.
Oh, sequel. Like, if I get canned, I'll come back for the sequel.
Exactly.
Bury that.
And, like, yeah, these rhymes don't have to be perfect. You know, like, Taylor Swift, she rhymes car and bar in, like, every fucking song, but I eat it up every time. Like, I'm not asking for brilliance. Well, just think of another word.
That's because you're a basic white gay.
Well, yeah. I made you look.
By the way, Taylor Swift is coming up today on my notes as well, but not we're not there yet.
Oh, goody.
Let's talk about Q. She's so bold.
Unique.
She's going around, now that she's won, insulting everyone. But even, I don't know if it's happened on the show, but as we saw on social media, someone says negative about Q, she loses her shit. She goes crazy. She's the definition of like conditioned out, but she can't take it. I don't like Q.
It's crazy that she thinks she was in the bottom for that last dance challenge just because of her outfit. It's like, no, sweetie.
No. She's completely delusional. Speaking of another bald bitch, Dawn. I think, Dawn's bald. I figured this out.
What do you mean?
You never see her without a hat. And I think she's bald like a monk, or she's losing her hair like a monk, like on the top of her head. So she has bangs. So the hat gives the illusion of hair, or she wears like
Like Alexis Michelle in All Stars.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like Alexis Michelle. You're right. It's exactly like, or it's starting to, because she always has something on, but she'll show the front of her head that there's hair.
Interesting.
So you'll see the, almost like if my headphones.
Sneaky.
Like this, you know, so you see the front peeking out. Oh, she has hair. But I think that you never see her without that thing. Never.
You clocked that. You clocked the
truth. She's been clocked. But by the way, she's talking about, you know, I've been thinking a lot about my power. And I'm like, okay, bitch. your power is your twink. She goes, I don't know what my power is. Yeah, your power is your attractive twink. I don't think she's that attractive, but I'm just giving it to her here. Attractive twink privilege. That's your fucking power. The shit this bitch gets away with. Do you know, like, when I was writing the song parody, that I could have done a whole song ripping on Dawn. That's how much I don't like her. And she's like, she has no trauma. And she's talking, by the way, she's talking to a person of color. She's like, oh, let me tell you about trauma. And I'm like, you're talking to a person of color. Like, your biggest trauma is which key you're going to hang on your ear. Like this Dawn.
I do think a lot of them probably weren't expecting a second song lyric writing challenge. And that's why she was probably leaning on the mental health stuff, because it was an interesting hook to take for a song about power and voting. I don't know. I think she was at the bottom of the well.
Talk about Nymphia. I am glad she gave Megami the credit, because Megami was like, hey, I helped write her credit, and she gave her credit. It's good. But I was also thinking Megami must be shitting herself at home. This is a challenge, you know, Megami wanted to get political.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yes, and be drag as art. This is like, she's like, this is my challenge. I would have done so well on this challenge.
What's, you know, she's saying in, that coach? Every week on the internet.
Yes. Oh, is she really?
Every week she's like, I would have killed Snatch Game. And then she's like, I would have killed this challenge.
No, you wouldn't.
And everyone's just like, fucking hell.
Unfortunately, it was just the first five that she just weren't her.
Yeah.
Hers. Bummer.
Nathan, was it you or was it Jimmy last week who brought up Dawn doing that thing where she's like, I hope Morphine gets cancer. Oh, did I say that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, she's Urkel all of a sudden. Did I do that?
Yeah, I think I brought that up. And she did it, like, twice in a row this episode.
She did, like, three or four times. She did a lot.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know, now it's become, now that you point, was it you, Nathan?
Yeah.
I don't like to give you credit. I'll say it's Jimmy. Now that Jimmy pointed it out, that's all I see. And you know what it reminds me of? Remember when this stupid bitch, Taylor Swift, she doesn't do it anymore. She used to go to the award shows and would always pretend to be shocked, like,
I actually did hate that. That drove me crazy.
You know, honestly,
a sexist.
I really don't care about Taylor Swift that much. But I think if the needle goes negative anyway, I still have the memory of she used to do that. She doesn't do it anymore. But Nathan, do you want to speak for her on this? Are you her lawyer?
I think sometimes we are a little too critical on people in prescribing what reactions they should have. And I'm guilty of this with Anne Hathaway. I used to hate that bitch. But now I'm like, I was really tough on her during that awards season, and I don't know why. And I think it probably is. It's misogyny in the industry. Let's just say that.
Let's just say that.
Anne Hathaway does kind of bug. I'm not going to lie. She kind of bugs.
What about it?
You know, I'm become friends with Anne Hathaway. I'm like, guys, don't say anything about Anne Hathaway. She's my friend. All right. She's really nice. All right. Let's talk about that recording session now. Did you have any big thoughts on the recording session, Nathan?
I thought Leland and Freddie weren't that bad.
I don't have any complaints about them.
What do you mean? You usually think they are?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, usually think sometimes these recording sessions are pretty useless, but they were trying, like as we said, they were trying to give Myra the hint.
Yeah, they did. They helped Myra.
We're trying to help everybody, so I thought they did an all right job.
Yeah, that's why they called it Myra recording session. And I didn't get it at first, but now I get it. I will say, though, no one, like I said earlier, there's no one better to write a funk song about empowerment than two white cis gays.
Oh, God, yeah.
You love to see it. Solange, do you have any big thoughts on this recording session?
I don't, but so what I always think I would do, I'm not a singer at all, but do you think they picture what it's going to look like? Like they need to add some character in it, I think, especially those who are worried about not singing. It's all about adding that character, because once you're lip syncing to yourself in the makeup and giving faces, like I would really be trying to picture me doing it, how it's going to look, and do my voice that way. I feel like they don't often do that.
Oh, I see. Well, maybe so I've talked about this before, and this is something that Robert will make fun of me about. Robert hates when I repeat anything. But, you know, they typically schedule these kinds of episodes for the weekend of the crew. So this would be when they're doing all this, the recording and the choreo, it's not real. I mean, it is, but, like, it's not real. And then they spend the weekend probably with, like, Jamal's assistant or something, or dance captain. And I just made up dance captain, that's the right term. and maybe they record it somewhere later, who knows what. But they spend the weekend working on these things. And then when they come back on Monday and the crew's back is when they actually do the elimination day and all that. And so what did you say right now about dressing something that you said?
I would picture how it would actually look.
Oh, so maybe they work on that stuff on the weekend when they're actually, when they're really for real blocking it and stuff. Mm. Because people even noted on the on Reddit, not knowing this, that they were like, a lot of the moves Jamal taught them didn't make it into the final.
That happens a lot. Yeah. Dance.
Yeah. And I think it's because during the weekend, whoever they're working with is like, okay, we're going to scratch that and we're going to change it to this. And so, yeah. Let's talk about Dawn. It's in this session right here that Dawn encourages Plane to be evil. She's such a fucking little evil twink. Mm-hmm. She is the real villain of this. It is not Plain Jane.
Have you seen that meme that goes around? The TV villain, it's Plain's picture, the real villain, Dawn.
Oh, no, I've not seen that, but it makes sense.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah. She really is. She's not doing herself any favors. And then, of course, because I hate Q, I was living for the moment where she's like, I sing professionally. I am a singer.
Oh, God.
She said that?
You know, she's like, well, I think he asked.
She said, I'm not Mariah Carey, but I can carry a tune. And then she dropped the tune like a sack of bricks. It was bad.
Yeah.
Have you seen, apparently, on the subtitles for the episode, it was like strained vocalizing and like off-key singing.
It's true. I wonder what she's like at the club when she sees this. Is she just like...
Oh, yeah.
I love
She'd be calling
that.
Him out.
You don't care that this is not podcasting, not a visual medium. You give your best jokes.
You're laughing. Let everyone picture it. They're in the theater of the mind.
You're so
is
right.
What they're seeing.
Imagine pure imagination.
Yeah. All right. Next, the queens meet with Jamal Sims to learn the choreo. Safira adds her own spin to the steps. Q is stiff but determined. Dawn needs more rhythm. Maya flips. Morphine gives a chicken neck. And Plain Jane stays stuck in her head. Nathan, I'll start with you. Any thoughts on this choreo session?
Yeah, it's nice to see Maya being competent at a challenge. I thought that was a refreshing difference. And I was laughing at the chicken noises during Morphine's segment. Like, those shady-ass editors putting the chicken noises in. Love it.
Adam?
I thought it was interesting that it's the design girls who can't sing or dance. Like, they're like, they have their skills, and they are not... fully well-rounded, which is fine. We all have our things. Maya's flips also impressed me. I was like, wow, how would you learn to do that? And the fact that her response was, well, I was just flipping with my cousins one day and like sort of taught myself. It's like, what? How? But good for her.
I love Jamal Sims, by the way.
He's great.
And I'm not even in like I want to fuck him kind of way. He's the only choreographer. No, there's been others. The ones who have real credits, like Jamal, the ones who have real credits are the ones who are like professional and like, okay, let's do this, blah, 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 blah. As opposed to, I'm not going to say his name because it'll send me into a rant for 20 minutes.
Say it.
But you know who I'm talking about.
Say it.
I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it, Nathan. And don't say it. He says he buys houses, but he really didn't. Then he doesn't pay his rent. Okay. And then the same thing with the furniture.
Oh, I know. Who he you're
didn't buy the furniture
him.
And he's friends with T Swift.
Well, no, I think they had a falling out.
Oh, thank God.
There's a rumor that the song Karma is about him.
Oh, really? Well, also, you know, I have weird connections to Taylor Swift and I know what happened.
What?
You do?
Now, maybe this won't make it to the public feed. Maybe it will. Who knows? You don't care about that person. They went out and Taylor left her keys in his car.
Oh, no.
And she called him.
Oh, my God.
And was like, hey, can you bring the keys to me?
Yeah.
He's like, well, I'm tired. I'm sleeping. So why don't we meet halfway? And he did it. But ever since then, they've not been friends anymore.
That's devastating.
Yeah.
I definitely blame whichever of the two left the keys in the first place. I don't remember which you said, but their fault for sure.
Yeah, 100%. All right, any other thoughts on the choreo? Adam, Nathan, we've said them all?
Yeah.
All right, it's elimination day and the girls get ready for the runway. Morphine feels confident she'll be in the top. Plain isn't worried about her shaky rehearsal, and Dawn shares how her mental health struggles have shaped who she is. Oh, Nate, Adam says something to say about this. Nymphia implores Plain to be loyal to her week 2 sister and give Nymphia the immunity potion. Finally, the girls discuss the political landscape, remind us of the importance of state and local elections, and urge queer citizens to vote. Let's start with the guy who has the most to say about this elimination day.
Yeah, old Mr. Boring.
Mr. Adam Priscilla Salandra.
I don't remember ever telling you my middle name, but of course you know all about me. So I was just thinking when she was listing all the things she was diagnosed with, anxiety, depression, OCD, ADHD.
How about Dawn?
Dawn. Cuts the grease. She has all these mental health issues, and yet I go to therapy certain they're going to diagnose me with a few things. And never. I thought I've had OCD in some form, and not in the way people are like, oh, I'm so OCD. Like, I really have, like, a lot of compulsions that I do that my husband, like, for sure was like, yeah, you'll be diagnosed. But it never happens. So which, fine, great. Like, I don't want to have them. Hopefully I don't. But
one of your compulsions?
This is a lame one, but it's the least awkward to say, is that, like, I have to check my alarm before bed so many times, but I don't have to even wake up at a certain time. Like, it makes no difference.
I'm not a therapist. Taylor is.
Yeah.
But I'm not a therapist. But I would venture to guess that Taylor would say that because it doesn't affect your life in a negative way. Like, in other words, it's not like you can't go to bed because you're checking your alarm so much, or it's like it's affecting your life, that it's not necessarily at the point where it might have a thing, but it's not worth treating because it's not affecting your life.
Well, I have anxiety that isn't affecting my life, and I don't want to be on medication, so I'm glad that my doctor is saying, no, you don't need to be, but I am shocked. All this to say, it's fine. I'm thrilled that I'm not diagnosed with anything. That's for the best. But people constantly are, and for this little gal to have 4 different things, I'm just like...
It's a lot.
Is it the therapist that's different, or are they, like, really fucked up? And
well,
I'm just...
Well, once again, is the anxiety affecting your life negatively in any kind of way?
It is. I waste hours a day.
Then maybe you should... And this is something you and I could talk about after, not even in a promoting medication kind of way, just things you could do. But by someone who, like, I used to suffer, like, a lot from anxiety to the point where it did control my life in a way, like, my life was controlled by the anxiety. The medication is a godsend.
Yeah.
You know, so I am very glad I'm on the medication. It works wonders for me. And I would be, you know, sometimes, especially when I go on vacation, you know, I have these little pill boxes, like those daily pill boxes, where that's where my cycle is on.
I have them too.
Yeah. And whenever I go on vacation, so I don't know why it is. When I'm on vacation, I'm just not as responsible with my pills, you know?
Oh.
And so, like, they're there, but I'll just forget to take them. And what happens is, you know, with those psych meds, is they last in your body for a while. But if you don't start taking them and you outrun how long they're in your body, you can have, like, a little hiccup. And I've had that several times, especially after vacation. I come back from vacation, there's, like, 1 or 2 days where I'm, like shut down. I don't get the panic attacks, but I shut down. And even though I've already started taking the medication, there's almost, like, a weird, like, a hiccup, you know, where you've run out for a second. I don't know how that works specifically. So, like, yeah, I know that it works because if I've missed enough where there is that little snap, then it's good. Like that. But, Nathan, do you have anything to say about this?
No, I can't really relate. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Hey, it is not easy being perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough.
But you're nailing it.
Thanks, Adam.
Of course.
You're such a good co-host, by the way, Adam. Like, we should get Adam on every week, Joe.
Wow. I'm really turning this ship around.
I don't think Adam would want to be on every week. I would love to have Adam on more. He's the one that's like, I'm so busy. I'm doing the quiz with the Korean show, whatever that was.
Broadway 1-2-3.
Oh, yeah. Don't even get me started with Broadway 1-2-3.
What's a Korean show? Oh, Squid Games?
Squid Games. Yeah, he went to Squid Games last night or something a couple days ago.
It was so fun.
Then he's on top of his building at sunset doing boomerangs with a drink.
Oh my God. The lies.
If you follow, and we'll promote him at the end, follow Adam Salandra on his Instagram. It's a wild ride.
There are a lot of hot shirtless pics.
Not of you.
I know, I'm just kidding, but I'm just trying to.
Of his sister.
My sister.
Sister. Yeah. Salandra and his sister, and I love this for you, are like best friends.
I love this for you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I love my brother, but I don't hang out with him. But you genuinely hang out with your sister.
Oh, yeah. No, we really are best friends. And we also live 5 minutes away, both in WeHo and now again in Sherman Oaks.
Who went first? Like,
oh, it's like Everybody Loves Raymond.
It is that. It's very that. Who went first? Wildly, my sisters followed me everywhere from high school to college, college to LA, LA or the Koreatown to WeHo. But she moved first to Sherman Oaks, and I fully accidentally ended up 5 minutes away from her.
In the Sherman Oaks. All right. Do you ever go to this Casa Vega?
Yeah, we go for Christmas because it's very Christmas lights up. You know, I'm sure you saw a snowball margarita boomerang at some point.
I'm sure I did, but it wasn't a drink. Adam and his husband, they snowball all the time. You have to know what that is. Do you know what that is, Nathan?
I think I have an idea, yeah.
And in front of my sister, famously.
Yeah. Oh, the sister was wearing a Santa hat and she watched Adam and
no, that was Lori.
His husband. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Lori was filming it on her, like, Super 8 camera. So anyways, another thing that comes up during Elimination Day is elections.
And it's brought up so organically. Like, what do you guys think of voting?
Yeah, I know. It's so weird. First of all, Nathan, do you have to register to vote in Australia?
Yeah, you enroll. I think everyone just pretty much enrolls, like, when they're in high school. And then it becomes a thing. And then I think our enrollment is really high. And you get fined if you don't vote. So voting is mandatory here.
Oh, that doesn't happen here. It's not mandatory.
You get fined?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Couple of hunch. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, interesting. I saw this weird conspiracy theory online on Reddit. And I want to address it and make a wild accusation. So on Reddit, they were like, I think they made Plane give this. This, by the way, I do not believe this conspiracy theory at all. People always give way too much credit to the show. That the producers, this is a conspiracy theory. The producers made Plane give Nymphia the immunity potion so she would be sent backstage and not be on stage during the voting question. Because then it'd be very awkward. Because Nymphia was born in the United States, then went back to, is she from Taiwan?
I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Taiwan. And then she came back here a couple years ago to live. And so she may not be registered to vote. And they don't know what her citizenship status is. Well, I'll tell you right now, she's a U.S. citizen. If you're born here, you're a U.S. citizen.
Ridiculous to do the whole immunity potion because of that. Like, they could have found another way to work around.
Well, the thing is, there was no polygraph on that stage. She could have just said yes.
Also that. Yeah, they're like, we're doing it. We're trying to get people to vote.
Do we think they all said yes, they're registered to vote.
Yeah,
do we think they're lying?
No. Exactly. 100%. 100%. They were just like, yeah. I think Morphine lied.
I thought it during. As they were saying it, I was like, this isn't true, and I know it isn't.
The way Morphine answered. Yeah. The way Morphine said it, like, there was like a slight, like, should I tell the truth beat. Like, she was like, what about you, Morphine? She's like,
yes, mama.
Yes, mama.
She was like, wait, now like, what was the question?
Yeah, that bitch, yeah.
Maybe she was voting for Sanjaya.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably.
Okay, that's the Elimination Day. All right, now let's finally talk about this song. The Queens performed their new hit song, Power, on the main stage. First of all, speaking of conspiracy theories, why is the show called Work the World? And I know why, because the song Power is going to be in the Work the World tour. But other than them saying in the main challenge it's going to be in the show Work the World, it has nothing to do with Work the World.
It is so weird that you're saying that because I never, ever think about the episode title. I just happened to notice it on this one, and it made me try and guess what the challenge was. And then I remember being like, oh, why wasn't it called Power?
Well, it's fun. Yeah, I was speculating because they've done episodes with these kinds of titles before, like DragCon or like the Las Vegas Live or what Drag Race Live.
Sure, but then it's about that.
Where it's about that, and you're doing either a fake Drag Race Live performance or you're doing a DragCon presentation. So I thought it was going to be like, oh, you're doing a fake Work the World number kind of thing. But no, the only relation it had to Work the World was that this song is going to be in it.
Very weird.
So, I don't know.
I agree. I thought
it's really, really, really weird. Yeah. Anyway, what did you think of this number, Nathan? Did you have any favorites? Did you have any, like, least favorites?
I actually thought everyone did really well. And a part of me thinks maybe they edited it. God, that is a fucking hard word, Joe. You struggle with that too, right? Edited it. I feel like they edited it in such a way to make everyone look good, because I was eating it up. I thought they were all great. Like, I thought Nymphia, she is a good dancer. Like, I was sick of the banana outfit, of course, but it moved so well. And I was like, I don't think she's in the bottom. And Maya, I thought she danced well, but her wig was a little bit immersive experience Willy Wonka. Like, I think they did clock that as being a bit Oompa Loompa-ish. But yeah, I thought everyone was great.
So, Landra?
I thought I really liked it until I heard your version. And then I was like, oh, I guess it could have been better.
True.
But overall, I did really like it. I thought Morphine was, for me, by far the best. And honestly, usually I can't tell who's the best at a lot of the things, because with the editing, and I like wait for the judges' reaction just to see, oh, this is how they're going to say it goes. But for me, from her voice, the moves, face, fully in, loved it. I thought Nymphia was way better than they made it seem she was going to be. I kind of actually thought that she tricked us again, which is sort of getting all the whole, I'm going to do so bad, and then she does well. But apparently they didn't think that there, since she got the immunity potion. And I will say, Q made me feel, the judges were praising her look as a distraction. We at my house felt deeply uncomfortable with the Michael Jackson Lord Farquaad wig. it was so strange, and yeah, made us very uncomfy. It was not for me.
And Leland and Freddie really turned their pussies out with Q's song, because she didn't sound bad.
So true.
Dawn, awful. Maya, awful lyrics with the unique.
Equal.
Morphine, great. Nymphia, meh. Plain, meh.
Wow.
Q, horrible dancing. And Safira, great.
Safira, again, who is... I just love Safira. For some reason, it didn't fully pop for me, and I don't know why. But I think it was almost... I was getting, like, her motherly vibes in it.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes me very uncomfortable that she's the mother that seems so old all the time, as she's 34, which is indeed younger than me.
Not younger than me, but in a year or two, will be. It's really embarrassing.
Yeah, so you'll understand soon.
I will understand soon, but I could see how it'd be really awful. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the looks. The looks were true colors. Any standouts for you? For either one, Nathan, what about you? Any standouts?
Again, I thought everyone looked really good. With Nymphia, I do get frustrated with the banana looks all the time, but the way she's managed to make them each one different and unique and like fun and well done, like that's got to be commended. And I thought Plain looked incredible. I thought Safira, she looked great, and I loved that Marge Simpson wig. I think we saw that in the workroom a few episodes ago, and we were like, where is that going to come into it? And I thought it was a great payoff. And I loved Q's big fringe hat. It was very like Billy Porter, and I really enjoyed it.
Shalandra?
I agree with the Nymphia thing. I think branding is very smart. I just don't like the color yellow, so that makes it even harder for me. Morphine was my fave of all of them, and so between her being my favorite in both, I was excited for her to get just hands down a win, which, as we know, simply didn't happen, which I don't think is fair. And Mike, I'm sure you guys have talked about this before. How did Safira pack? Even that dress.
We've never talked about this.
It's never come up.
Oh, she had that pumpkin outfit. She had something else that I'm forgetting that was huge. Now this giant gown and a Marge Simpson wig. Actually, how? And I want answers.
Nathan, tell us how.
She used a shipping container.
Oh, well, I guess I didn't think about that.
Do you have a limit on how many things they can bring or something? I don't know.
I kind of actually felt like they did, but I guess if they didn't, I don't know. And maybe I'm getting tricked by the whole untucked part where they carry two cases out, and that's probably movie magic anyway. But
yeah, I'm always thinking, it's funny you say that. I'm always thinking, are they really sitting there and watching this bitch pack all her shit? I feel they're like, we're going to film you packing for like 10 minutes, and then someone else is going to come and pack it all away.
Right? And you're going to read your little letters, and we're going to move on.
Yeah, you're going to read it. Because you're going to make things like, we're really doing this? You know, yeah, I think you're right, Cilantro. Has everyone said anything they have to say about the looks?
Mm-hmm.
All right. On the main stage, Plain Jane gives Nymphia Wynn her immunity potion after the judges critiques Rue named Safira Cristal and Morphine Love Dion, the top two queens of the week, announces no one is going home, and pits Safira and Morphine against each other in a lip sync battle for the win. The song? I'm even mad saying it. Made You Look by Meghan Trainor. In the end, Safira is named the winner of the lip sync and receives a cash tip of 5,000 doulas. Ladies, any final thoughts on the episode? Let's start with Adam Salandra. Is there any notes you have about everything we said? Any notes about things that you forgot to mention earlier? Everything. Give it to us right here.
Well, the producers are always producing, and I want to know what was going on here. First of all, it would have been I really love Plain now, and I wouldn't want her to go, but it would have been good storyline if she used the immunity potion on Nymphia and then was in the bottom.
Yeah.
Yes.
But since that didn't happen and no one is the bottom, did they not want to lose one of their front runners because that's who would have been in the bottom and one of them would have left? Or because it would have been, I guess, Plain and Q or Nymphia. But also, I know they order a number of episodes each year, so they had to plan that there was so I just didn't understand why that was happening here. And it was very anticlimactic with the immunity potion.
Let me guess here. I'm going to guess that if you're a story producer and you're producing this out, you're like, okay, Rue, you have one double Shantae you can use at any point, which you probably should have used. Wasn't there one that should have been a double Shantae? But you can use a double Shantae at any point. If you don't use it by this point, then that will be a week where no one goes home. But then why not just hold the immunity potion thing then till the episode after or end at the episode before? Why
exactly
have it in there? Because then it became just a big womp, womp, womp.
And I do think in terms of who they would, if they want those Pete gals to be in the top or as close to the top as possible, that does leave our Morphine and Maya lip sync coming up as their presumably the next to go, just based again on track record. So
yeah.
Maybe they were like, oops, y'all did good in this one. We can't do that. But I don't know. I didn't love it.
It's confusing. I feel like they could have put anybody in the bottom. Like for us watching, we would assume maybe the bottom might be like a Q or a Dawn. But they could have easily have put Maya in the bottom if they wanted to.
Who would you have put? I know who I would have put in the bottom.
I probably would have done Maya just for rhyming unique with unique or equal with equal and maybe Q.
So, Landra, who would you have done?
Well, that's actually it. I wasn't sure who the bottom would be. I thought, based on how it was going to go, Nymphia, but I thought she did okay. I know you're going to say Dawn. Dawn, I couldn't hear her lyrics, so I had a hard time judging them, but I didn't think she did horrible. I thought they all did well, but it felt to me like it would have been Q and Plain Jane.
The correct answer is Maya and Dawn, which means they would have lost Dawn. Dawn's not going to beat Maya.
Yeah, and that would have been fine.
Then that would have been fine. So that again, it doesn't deserve. And I'm annoyed because Morphine, for me, and my opinion just happens to be the right one, is that she slayed both the challenge and the runway and deserved a win that now she didn't even get. And I love Safira again. But
I think, hold on, I'm going to be producer here now.
Good.
I think, as a fan watching the show, you're right. Dawn, it'd be okay if she went home. She's a stupid cunt anyway. But from a producer, she's one of the few left, if any, as much as we're annoyed, who will actually read a bitch in the confessional. So she's giving good confessional. Do you want to lose her right now?
They're all shady. We're fine.
Yeah, you got to get rid of her eventually.
We have literal Plain Jane, who's
true,
not afraid to be nasty.
All right. Any other final thoughts, Nathan?
Yes, I do want to talk about the immunity potion giveaway from Plain, because I sort of predicted that a few weeks ago. And when Safira used the potion, I talked about how I thought that was a bad look because it showed she had nerve. Whereas this week, I think Plain has shown so much nerve. I think it was a great decision. Like, clearly, she must have felt safe enough to be in the bottom, or kind of had a hunch maybe producers would save her. So I think she's put herself in a good position. And now if we get to like a final four, and Plain and Nymphia are like in the top two, it's always like hanging over the fact that like Plain saved Nymphia. And so I think it was like really strategically done. And yeah, I'm sort of coming around on Plain because of it.
All right. So Landra?
I think that I also think it was just a good, again, strategic, but she was very clearly, or at least attempting to be the villain of the season. I feel less that as the season goes on, but then there's her arc that she actually saved someone instead of saving herself, relieving her of her villain status, and perhaps knew that Nymphia would be a fan favorite. Is she? I'm assuming she is. And so also thought that would win her points as well.
All right, very good. Well, let's call it a day there. That's going to do it for this week. Oh, wait, Salandra, what are your socials? Where can everyone find you?
At Adam Salandra. Simple, easy. Salandra. That's my last name.
Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode of RuPaul's Drag Race Recap. Be sure to join us next weekend every week as we continue to discuss, dissect, and deconstruct each brand new episode of RuPaul's Drag Race Season 16. So for Adam Salandra, Nathan Brown, and myself...
Living in a country where our rights should be equal, just because I'm gay don't make me less equal.
I was going to say unique.
Thank you for listening to Drag Race Recap. Have something to say? Leave us a voicemail at speakput.com/afterthoughtmedia. You can also email us at dragracerecap@afterthought.media. For more Drag Race and LGBTQ content, support us over at patreon.com/afterthoughtmedia. This podcast was produced by Zach Birch. Nathan Brown has another podcast. It's called Bravo, Bravo, Effing Bravo. You can find it wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow Nathan Brown on Instagram at NathanBrown90. Follow Joe Batance on Instagram at Joe Batance. Special thanks to these expensive tier Patreon supporters. Alex S. Anonymous. April Pacheco. Astute Girl. Brad Coley. Filsket Pony, Deckhead, Doofus Maximus, E. Smith, Elizabeth Tinner, Emma, Humble Pie, Isaac Martin, Jade Thomas Plank, Jesse Harris, Kathy Zender, Lauren Eckert, Lucy Carrasco, Luke Stamen, Mike Yeager, Mickey Baker, Poppy Woods, Ricardo the Hoodetta, Robert NYC, Sarah Yu, Runner Brandon, Tom Bombs, Travi Cosmos, Troy Anderson, and Zach Nelson. Drag Race Recap is an Afterthought Media podcast.